Hello, visionary entrepreneurs. Welcome to Financial Yoga, Flexibility in Transition. Today, we're diving into the art of financial flexibility as you navigate the ever-evolving stages of your business. Think of it as yoga, but instead of stretching limbs, you're stretching your financial savvy across the life cycle of your venture, from the eager startup phase to the grand exit strategy. Here's what we'll be covering. We'll be looking at adapting to each business phase, how financial strategies must evolve from startup to exit. And then we'll look at tailored tools and techniques, practical financial tools for each stage of your business growth. Remember, in this game, it's about being proactive, not reactive, as the great Warren Buffett might as well have said. Let's get financially fit. So let's start off with the startup stretch, getting limber with limited resources. When you're in the startup stage, financial agility is your lifeline. The goal is to stretch every dollar and make intelligent decisions that conserve cash while positioning your business for potential growth. Here's a deeper dive into the tools and techniques for maintaining financial flexibility when every cent counts. Let's take a look at creative capital conservation. Capital conservation is about maximizing your resources without stunting your business's ability to grow and respond to opportunities. Here's how to make your pennies scream for mercy in a good way. There are lean budgeting tools. Use software like Mint or You Need a Budget that can help you track every expense and categorize spending. These tools are invaluable for staying on top of your financial situation and identifying areas where you can cut back. Adopt a zero-based budgeting approach where every dollar is allocated a job, preventing wasteful spending. Let's look at cost-effective operations. You want to outsource non-core activities to freelancers or contract workers instead of hiring full-time staff. Platforms like Upwork and Fiverr can be great resources. Implement remote work policies to save on office space and utility costs, especially if your team can effectively operate from home. And then consider frugal innovation. Use open source software for tasks like email, office applications, and even CRM systems. Tools like LibreOffice, Thunderbird, and HubSpot CRM have free versions that can serve you well. Prototype with cheaper materials or methods before committing to more expensive processes. This can be crucial in product development stages. Let's look now at agile adaptations. Being agile means being able to pivot quickly in response to market feedback without incurring significant expenses. Here's how to stay flexible and responsive. First, look at having a real-time financial dashboard. Using tools like Google Sheets or more advanced systems like Tableau, which can integrate with your accounting software to provide live financial data. You want to monitor key financial metrics such as cash flow, burn rate, and cost of customer acquisition regularly. This helps you make informed decisions quickly. Implement a structured feedback system where customers can easily share their experiences and suggestions. Tools like SurveyMonkey or Google Forms can facilitate this. Use A/B testing for your products and marketing campaigns to quickly gauge what works best. Digital platforms like Google Ads and Facebook provide built-in tools for such tests. And then explore flexible business models like a subscription service or a freemium model that can adapt to changes in customer demand without extensive financial overhead. Build strategic partnerships with other businesses to share resources like marketing or distribution networks, thereby reducing costs and increasing reach without significant investment. By leveraging these tools and strategies, your startup can maintain a flexible financial posture that allows for growth and adaptation in the face of the dynamic challenges that new companies often face. These strategies not only help in stretching each dollar, but also ensure that the business remains agile and ready to pivot or scale as opportunities and challenges arise. Let's move on now to looking at growth spurt, balancing acts in business adolescence. As your business moves into its growth phase, managing your finances becomes even more crucial. This stage requires a balance between investing in growth and maintaining healthy cash flow. Here's a detailed look at the tools and techniques to manage robust revenue streams and strategic spending. Scaling up effectively means optimizing your revenue streams to increase income without proportionately increasing your expenses. Here's how to approach this. Diversification of revenue streams. You want to introduce complementary products or services that leverage your existing customer base and supply chain. You could also expand into new markets or demographics using market analysis tools like Google Market Finder to identify potential new customer segments. Consider efficiency in operations. How can you automate routine tasks to reduce labor costs? Tools like Zapier, Automate.io, or even simple CRM automations can reduce the time your team spends on repetitive tasks. You can improve inventory management with systems like QuickBooks Commerce or NetSuite, which can minimize holding costs and reduce wastage. And finally, consider enhanced pricing strategies. You might want to look at implementing dynamic pricing models where possible, using software like Price Intelligently to optimize pricing based on market demand, customer segmentation, and purchasing behaviors. You could use data analytics to understand customer behavior and adjust pricing strategies accordingly. Tools like Tableau or Microsoft Power BI can analyze sales data to find the best pricing model for different customer segments. Now, investing money wisely during the growth phase can significantly influence your business's trajectory. Here's how to ensure that your spending contributes to sustainable growth. First, there's targeted investments. Invest in high return projects. Before committing funds, use financial modeling. Excel or Google Sheets can be used for creating complex financial models to project potential returns on investment scenarios. Focus on customer acquisition costs and customer lifetime value. Tools like HubSpot or Salesforce can help track these metrics accurately, guiding where to allocate marketing and sales budgets effectively. Next, leverage financial tools for growth. Consider external financing for large investments, such as expanding operations or R&D. This could include venture capital, business loans, or lines of credit. Platforms like Funding Circle or Lendio can connect you with potential lenders. You'll also want to consider using project management tools like Asana or Monday.com to keep track of where the money is being spent on various projects and ensure that they're on time and within budget. Now let's look at R&D and innovation. Consider investing in technology and innovation that can scale your business operations. Consider cloud solutions like Amazon Web Services or Google Cloud, which can scale with your business needs. And also too, stay on the cutting edge by investing in new technologies and training for your team. Platforms like Coursera or Udemy can be useful for keeping your team skills sharp. And finally, look at strategic cost analysis. Regularly review your expenses with a tool like Plaid, which integrates with your bank accounts and provides detailed insights into your spending patterns. You also want to conduct periodic financial audits to identify inefficiencies and areas for cost reduction. By applying these advanced revenue management and strategic spending approaches, you can ensure that your business not only grows, but does so efficiently and sustainably. The key is to constantly evaluate the effectiveness of your spending and adjust your strategies based on what the data tells you about returns on investment. This financial discipline will be crucial as your business navigates through its growth phase. Now let's move on to maturity mastery, steady poses for steady growth. When your business reaches the maturity stage, it's all about optimizing and stabilizing. This phase requires focused attention on sustaining the gains made during the growth period and preparing for future reinvention or market changes. Let's delve deeper into how you can master this stage with advanced techniques and tools for consolidated cash flow management and innovative investment strategies. Steady cash flow is the lifeblood of a mature business, ensuring that day-to-day operations run smoothly and that the business can withstand financial pressures. Let's look first at cash flow forecasting. Implement robust forecasting tools like Float or Pulse. These tools integrate with your accounting software, for example, QuickBooks or Xero, to provide real-time cash flow analysis and forecasting, helping you predict future financial positions based on current data. Develop multiple scenarios to prepare for various financial situations using forecasting models that account for different market conditions, customer behavior changes, or supply chain disruptions. Also consider efficiency enhancements. Optimize payment terms both with customers and suppliers to maintain a healthy cash flow balance. Negotiating longer payment terms with suppliers and shorter terms with customers can improve cash liquidity. You'll also want to look at automating accounts receivable and payable using tools like Bill.com or FreshBooks, which streamline invoicing and payments, reducing the cash flow duration. And finally, conduct regular health checks. Conduct regular financial health assessments using dashboards provided by financial management systems like SAP or Oracle, which offer in-depth analytics on cash flow, expenses, and revenue streams. Also consider utilizing ratio analysis regularly. For example, quick ratio, current ratio, and operating cash flow ratio to evaluate the financial health and efficiency of your business operations. Innovation in the maturity stage should focus on reinforcing the business's competitive edge without introducing excessive risks. There is strategic diversification where you can explore new market segments or product lines that align with your core competencies but offer new revenue streams. There are various tools that provide market research and trends analysis to identify potential opportunities. Invest in adjacent businesses or vertical integration opportunities to control more of your supply chain or expand your market reach without starting from scratch. Then look at technology and innovation investments. Adopt new technologies to improve efficiency or quality of products and services. For instance, using AI for customer service through chatbots or operations inventory management can significantly reduce costs and improve service delivery. You could partner with startups or tech companies to co-develop products. Platforms like Crunchbase can help identify potential partners by providing insights into startup activities and funding. Then consider looking at risk management in investments. You can use financial modeling to simulate investment outcomes under various scenarios. Excel remains a powerful tool for building custom financial models to predict returns, assess risk, and plan capital allocation. Implement a balanced scorecard approach to measure the impact of investments, not just financially, but also on customer satisfaction, internal processes, and learning growth opportunities within the organization. And finally, take a look at sustainable innovation, focusing on sustainable practices that can attract new customers and reduce operational costs. Investments in green technology or processes can also open up new grants and funding opportunities. You'll want to regularly review and refresh your technology and processes to avoid obsolescence. Continuous improvement frameworks like Six Sigma can be instrumental in identifying areas for technological enhancement or process optimization. By effectively managing cash flow and innovatively investing in the future, businesses in their maturity phase can maintain their market position and profitability while setting the stage for the next growth phase or an eventual successful transition through sale or restructuring. These strategies ensure that your business remains resilient, responsive, and competitive in a mature market. Now let's take a look at exiting. Exit enlightenment, twisting into new shapes. As you approach the exit stage of your business, strategic flexibility becomes crucial. Whether you're aiming to sell at a peak, hand over the reins to a successor, or restructure for continued growth under new leadership, meticulous preparation and strategic financial management are key. So here is how you can ensure a graceful exit and leverage every decision to enhance your business's value. Ensuring your finances are in top shape can significantly influence the terms and success of your exit strategy. You want to do a financial cleanup, audit your financial statements, conduct a thorough audit using an external auditor to ensure that all financial statements are accurate and reflect your business's current situation. This transparency increases trust and can boost your company's valuation. You also want to make sure to resolve outstanding debates. This means clearing up any financial liabilities or ongoing disputes that could deter potential buyers or complicate the transfer of ownership. You also want to look at optimizing financial health. You can do this through improving profit margins, identify and cut unnecessary costs, streamline operations, and optimize pricing strategies to improve profit margin. Tools like ProfitWell can provide analytics and insights to help maximize profitability. You also want to showcase sustainable earnings. Use financial planning software like PlanGuru to create financial projections that demonstrate sustainable earnings and growth potential. This is particularly appealing to buyers and investors. And finally, look at transition planning. Develop a transition plan. You want to outline a clear plan for transitioning management and operational responsibilities. Tools like Smartsheet can help manage the project timeline and ensure that all stakeholders are informed about the transition phases. And finally, consider employee retention strategies. Implement strategies to retain key employees through the transition phase. This might include retention bonuses or contracts that incentivize crucial staff to stay on under new ownership. Every decision you make leading up to your exit should aim to enhance your business's value, making it more attractive to buyers or successors. One of the things that you could do are strategic refinements. For example, leverage intellectual property. If applicable, secure patents, trademarks, or copyrights, which can significantly increase your company's valuation. There are tools like IPlytics or Innography that can help manage and optimize your intellectual property assets. And then you could maximize customer contracts, extend customer contracts, and ensure that they're locked in for the future, providing guaranteed revenue for prospective buyers. CRM systems like Salesforce can help track and manage customer relationships effectively. You could also look at enhancing market position. One of the ways to do this is by bolstering your market share. Implement aggressive marketing and sales tactics to increase market share quickly. Digital marketing tools like HubSpot or Marketo can automate and optimize marketing campaigns. You'll also want to showcase market leadership, develop case studies, white papers, and press releases highlighting your company's leadership and innovation within the industry. Platforms like SEMrush and Ahrefs can assist in analyzing market trends and competitor positioning, which can help in formulating these documents. And finally, look at financial modeling and valuation. Build comprehensive financial models with scenarios that showcase potential future growth and profitability. Excel, or dedicated financial modeling software like eFinancial Models can be used for this purpose. Understand and prepare the key business valuation metrics that buyers will focus on, such as EBITDA, revenue multiples, and net asset value. CapIQ and BizEquity are tools that provide business valuation services and analytics. By focusing on these strategic areas, you can significantly enhance the attractiveness and value of your business as you prepare for an exit. Whether it's through a sale, passing on the reins to a successor, or restructuring, these efforts can ensure that you achieve a flexible and financially rewarding exit tailored to your business's unique circumstances and your own personal goals. Navigating your business through its life cycle requires financial acumen and adaptability, much like holding a challenging yoga pose. But with practice, you can achieve not only stability, but also significant growth and successful exits. Keep this flexibility and your business will not just survive, but thrive through transitions. Don't forget to check out this module's worksheet. Stay financially flexible, and until next time, may your balance sheets always balance and your cash flows remain free.